question, is it scientific to believe in paranormal phenomena like ghosts, out-of-body experiences, hallucinations? Answer, the question should be that, first of all, what these are many different experiences over there. So let's look at it from a point by point perspective, that why we consider whether they are scientific or not. Now today science has adopted materialism as its default metaphysics, and it also considers that this should be the chosen philosophy of life for everyone, as if materialism is what is the result of linear study extended over centuries, linear progress extended over centuries of objective studies. But that's not the case. If you consider, materialism is more of a presupposition than a conclusion. And as far as scientific research is concerned, the father of modern psychology, William James, suggested that we focus more on the utility of psychological experiences than on whether they agree with current scientific orthodoxy or not. That means, from a pragmatic perspective, if a particular experience has a beneficial effect, then it should be considered seriously. That was William James' argument. And initially, this line of thought was ignored, but over a period of time, more and more scientific research started accumulating, which suggested that actually people are benefited by the kind of experiences that mainstream society we call weird or even pathological. Say, for example, a such study on the experiences of widowhood showed that a significant number of people who had been recently widowed, men or women, actually became better. They claim to have had some kind of encounter with their deceased spouses, and through that, they felt it helped them to move on. Most of them reported not just the presence, but also some tactile, visual or audio sensations, which seemed to them to be non-different from real world experiences. And a small percentage said that these interactions they found disconcerting, unsettling, but many found it healing, pacifying, and enabled them to move forward. Over the years, this line of study has caught up, and now in hospice care, if people have some deathbed experiences with some interaction with some revered figures, then that staff is trained to see these experiences positively, because they help people to prepare for the impending arrival of death. So, are hallucinations bad? They were considered unscientific, but now that raises a bigger question. What is science? Is science an objective evaluation of observed phenomena to arrive at some conclusions, or is science a worldview that has to be sanctimoniously protected irrespective of the evidence? So if you consider from the effect perspective, there are observations and then there are inferences from those observations. So if you consider near-death experiences, a large number of people have such experiences, and not only that, it has been observed that such experiences change the experiencers. There is a dramatic decrease in competitiveness and consumerism after people have near-death experience, and there is a significant increase in empathy, altruism and environmentalism. Basically, we could say that the higher values of life, what the dharmic tradition would call as sattva, increases and rajas decreases. So now a skeptic might argue that just because some experiences feel good, that doesn't mean they are right. That's okay. It's not that intoxication doesn't have any long-term good effects. It has at the best some short-term feeling of high, but intoxication doesn't inspire people to take long-term positive changes in their life. Often it may have long-term negative consequences, whereas near-death experiences can have enormous positive consequences on people. So now, as such, science is unequipped to evaluate the metaphysical status of what people experience during such situations. After all, how would science evaluate that? Because the scientific methodology itself is largely methodological naturalism. So you look for natural explanations for natural phenomena. So natural is equivalent to material. So now, whether there is something non-material or not, the scientific orthodoxy today will say there is nothing non-material. More open-minded researchers might be a little more open to some higher reality being there. But either way, unless there is a radical redefinition of science, these higher realities themselves will be difficult for science to investigate. But their effects can be investigated. And based on effects, they do have therapeutic effects. So now, what could be a reasonable explanation for this? So if we consider these to be like placebos, now placebos are not real medicines, but they have real medicinal effect on people, at least on some people in some quantity. So now, are placebos real or not? Well, even if we argue for argument's sake that placebos are not real medicines, but still placebos have real effect, real medicinal effect on people. They heal a certain number of people. Placebos are basically people are given sugar pills instead of medicines, but they are told that they are being given medicines, and people seem to get healed by that. They actually get healed. And the understanding here is that the placebos activate the mind's innate healing mechanism. Having said that, now, could these experiences simply be placebos? Now, even if they are placebos, let's for argument's sake, then there is no justification for ridiculing, stigmatizing them and stigmatizing those people who have such experiences. If somebody is cured by placebo, that doesn't make that person worthy of ridicule and stigmatization. So similarly, if somebody's life is radically transformed by having some kind of mystical experiences, then that needs to be acknowledged, not ridiculed, not derided. And this also means that actually at the very least within the mainstream science, this is slowly becoming acceptable that these experiences do have positive effects. Now, another way to know whether these experiences are real is to look at some veridical experiences. So, veridical experiences means that could the perceptions in those experiences coincide with reality? Could it be that people report accurate observations which they could not normally have known by any other means, and yet they knew, and they knew it accurately? So two things, that means, and there has been significant amount of research in this area, that in my book Demystifying Reincarnation I have given many cases of people having veridical perceptions during extraordinary experiences such as near-death experiences. Now, studies have shown that even in hallucinations, people do what are considered hallucinations. People claim to meet somebody at some other place, and they actually, those people actually do those things. Although there is no way they could have known this. So person A is at one place, person B is at another place, and A claims to have seen B doing this, and B is actually doing that at that time. And there's no way A could have known that. So this is also, so we can only see at the empirical level what is the event and what is the effect. So at the empirical level, sometimes accurate perceptions are happening. At the empirical level, beneficial effects are happening. So therefore, to stigmatize and deride mystical experiences is definitely unscientific, and you could say anti-scientific. So now, that raises a bigger question. Like, placebo is largely due to the brain itself releasing chemicals within the body that heal itself. So could the experiences of paranormal sightings or any kind of mystic weird experiences, as they're called, or mystical experiences, could they be a result of brain phenomena alone? Sometimes some experiences similar to some aspects of near-death experiences can be simulated by some psychedelic chemicals. But not everything, and no psychedelic chemical can give people veridical perceptions. So we could say that there is a reasonable case for being open-minded about these paranormal experiences in terms of their metaphysical content, but there is a strong case for accepting their accepting their beneficial effects, and thus there is, from the point of view of empirical evidence of the therapeutic value, you could say this case, scientific cases, undeniably strong. Thank you.